More than 100 vehicles join back the Blue Parade in North Carolina. By Amy Furr on October 6, 2020. Over 100 cars took part in a Back the Blue Parade through Johnston County, North Carolina, on Saturday, visiting numerous law enforcement agencies on their way. The parade, organized by Christopher Watson and Marianne Capo Bianco, started at 11 a.m. at 950 West Market Street in Smithfield, WREL reported. Local law enforcement officers supported the community during its recent fight to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Therefore, Watson and others wanted police to know they were there for them, too. "I felt like they now needed our support so they know people still care and will defend them," he explained. Participant Tara Danko shared a photo of cars at the event to her Facebook page Saturday. Drivers decorated their vehicles with flags and messages of support for the officers. "I've worked alongside law enforcement officers on numerous occasions. Since watching the news and seeing several people protest to defund the police, I decided it was time we show our local law enforcement officers that we defend the police and have their backs," Watson told WREL. He added that the community understood the pressure they faced on a daily basis by simply donning the uniform. In February, Johnston County commissioners voted unanimously to approve an ordinance in support of its citizens' right to keep and bear arms, according to the Johnston County report. Although the term sanctuary county was not included in the resolution, Board Chairman Ted Godwin said, "The fact that it doesn't have the word sanctuary in it doesn't change our intent. We didn't put sanctuary in it because none of us like that word. Sanctuary is a place to hide, and if anyone comes after our gun rights, I don't want to hide, I want to meet it head on and straight out. Let the left-wing liberals use that word. I don't want it," he concluded.